I would recommend it to anybody. It's a fantastic job. It gives you a chance, even in the modern world where the world has got smaller and travel is easier, it allows you to see the world. It allows you to meet people and make friends all over the world and not just visit places, but actually work with people as well. So I find being a seafarer fantastic. I've enjoyed all my time at sea, and I would recommend it to anybody who's considering going into it.
Yes, some folks have described it as a dangerous job, one that might be lonely. Tell me, do you share any of those views?
Yes, I mean, you go away from your family for periods of time. And certainly, you know, I've missed some of my kids growing up. I missed the birth of one of my children, but you manage that. I don't think it's a sacrifice, really. It's just a way of life. And I think if you are contented as a seafarer and the sea is in your blood and that's what you want to do, then you learn to balance the normal life that other people lead, where they're home every evening, with the excitement that being a seafarer gives you.
What are the challenges and joys of the job? Two different questions there.
Oh, the challenges. Well, I mean, the sea itself is, of course, the great equalizer. It respects nobody. It has many faces. The sea can be your friend, and you must use it as your friend, but it can also be your enemy when it decides to turn nasty on you. So that's one challenge. One of the other challenges is long hours. You know, there are not many passengers on board a ship. You have to do a job, and if things need fixing, you have to repair things. So you have to be able to turn your hand to too many things. But I think, in my case, that's given me huge life skills as well. You know, I like challenges, and I think people who go to sea quite like challenges. And the challenge of the sea every day is different, and, you know, you have to deal with what's in front of you. So I think, you know, even though there are challenges and separation and long hours, all of those can be turned to positives as well.
You said you work for the IOM. What role do you play with seafarers in this aspect?
Which is the Specialist Maritime Organization for the United Nations. And my particular role there is to run a counter-piracy capacity-building project working with the countries in the Western Indian Ocean and the Gulf of Aden in a program called the Djibouti Code of Conduct.
And what does this program do?
Well, the Djibouti Code of Conduct is a framework in which 21 countries from South Africa in the south all the way up to Egypt and Jordan in the north and as far east as the Maldives and the Seychelles in the Indian Ocean have joined together in a framework to cooperate and coordinate through training and through operating together and through information sharing to try and combat the threat of Somali piracy. And my job is to work with all 21 countries, ensure that we're meeting their needs, whether that be needs for training or needs for operational equipment where we can grant it, and to run a trust fund budget into which donors have given money to the International Maritime Organization in order to fund some of that work.
One final question, sir. How successful have they been in keeping the piracy under control?
Well, I'd love to claim the success was all mine, but I think the current success that is seeing at least a stalemate at sea in the Indian Ocean with few successful attacks in the last quite a few months now, is down to a number of things. One is the region becoming more aware, and there's more capacity building to be done, but being less tolerant and operating better together. But also, we must remember the role of the international navies and the countries that have donated to the international navies who've been patrolling in the seas of the Indian Ocean and the Gulf of Aden. And finally, the seafarers themselves. The seafarers who've been prepared to go through the dangerous areas where the pirates have been operating, but have also been learning and improving their own self-defense mechanisms through a thing called the best management practice, which is the industry standard for self-defense of vessels going through piracy-infested waters. So it's been a bit of a team effort, really, and that's been what has been the success so far. And long may it stay that way, because, of course, the threat hasn't gone away. It's just that, at the moment, through the work of all those things, the good guys, if we can call ourselves, have the upper hand. But all the ingredients are still in place for piracy still to break out in the Indian Ocean until Somalia itself is stabilized.